This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort while getting ready for his impeachment trial starting Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sankar Magani from the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that he was unaware the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine allegedly was subjected to surveillance and threats in Ukraine, but he said he was obligated to investigate the accusation he asserted eventually would be proven untrue. Democratic lawmakers disclosed the information that was provided by an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney, indicating former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under surveillance. The information also suggested that Yovanovitch may have been threatened shortly before Mr. Trump removed her in May. Pompeo said the State Department would investigate.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations are central to the U.S. Senate impeachment trial against Mr. Trump, who has been charged with abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden, as well as Biden's son. This is VOA News. The Taliban said Friday its latest meetings with representatives of the United States and Qatar have discussed the signing of a peace deal between the two adversaries to end their 18-year-old war. The insurgent group's assertions come 2 days after its political envoys in the Qatari capital offered a brief partial ceasefire in a bid to end the latest deadly violence in their troubled direct dialogue with American. The Taliban negotiating team spokesman said on Twitter that both sides discuss matters related to the ceremony of the signing of the agreement in meetings over the past 2 days. Iran's supreme leader led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years, as Reuters showed Davies reports. The Ayatollah Khomeini said Iran would not succumb to pressure from the American clowns, as he puts it, who imposed damaging sanctions on Iran.
Khomeini described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as a day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature. And Khomeini warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Virginia's highest court has upheld a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally in the state's capital. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of 6 men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. An official told the Associated Press at least 3 of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Gracia.
Transportation safety authorities looking into a potentially deadly problem with all 3 models of Tesla.
The complaint is the cars can suddenly accelerate on their own. A NHTSA document shows 127 owner complaints to the government, including 110 crashes and 52 injuries. The allegations cover about 500,000 2013 through 2019 Teslas, Model 3, Model S, and Model X. NHTSA is already investigating 3 crashes last month involving Teslas. 3 people were killed. The new complaints about unintended acceleration haven't been verified, but some allege the car's electronics malfunctioned. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.